Today's reading begins in Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Shallum, son of Zadok, son of Ahitub, son of Amariah, son of Azariah, son of Merioth, son of Zerahiah, son of Uzai, son of Bukai, son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the chief priest, this Ezra went up from Babylonia. He was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given, and the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. And there went up also to Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king some of the people of Israel, and some of the priests and Levites, the singers and gatekeepers, and the temple servants. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. For on the first day of the 1st month he began to go up from Babylonia, and on the 1st day of the 5th month he came to Jerusalem, for the good hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, a man learned in matters of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, peace. And now I make a decree that any one of the people of Israel, or their priests, or their Levites in my kingdom, who freely offers to go to Jerusalem, may go with you. For you are sent by the king and his 7 counselors to make inquiries about Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and also to carry the silver and gold that the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, with all the silver and gold that you shall find in the whole province of Babylonia, and with the freewill offerings of the people and the priests, vowed willingly for the house of their God that is in Jerusalem. With this money, then, you shall with all diligence buy bulls, rams, and lambs, and with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and you shall offer them on the altar of the house of your God that is in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold, you may do according to the will of your God. The vessels that have been given you for the service of the house of your God, you shall deliver before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever else is required for the house of your God, which it falls to you to provide, you may provide it out of the king's treasury. And I, Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers in the province beyond the river. Whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, requires of you, let it be done with all diligence, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. Whatever is decreed by the God of heaven, let it be done in full for the house of the God of heaven, lest his wrath be against the realm of the king and his sons. We also notify you that it shall not be lawful to impose tribute, custom, or toll on any one of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the doorkeepers, the temple servants, or other servants of the house of God. And you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people in the province beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God, and those who do not know them you shall teach. Whoever will not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be strictly executed on him, whether for death or for banishment or for confiscation of his goods or for imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who put such a thing as this into the heart of the king, to beautify the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, and who extended to me his steadfast love before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty officers. I took courage, for the hand of the Lord my God was on me, and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, who was the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 men. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Elionai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. Of the sons of Zatu, Shechaniah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshaiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men. Of the sons of Bani, Shelemith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 men. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 men. Of the sons of Azgad, Jonathan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men. Of the sons of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men. Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakur, and with them 70 men. I gathered them to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, leading men, and for Joriab and Elnathan, who were men of insight, and sent them to Iddo, the leading men at the place of Casaphiah, telling them what to say to Iddo and his brothers and the temple servants at the place Casaphiah, namely to send us ministers for the house of God. And by the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kinsmen, and also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah, of the sons of Merari, with his kinsmen and their sons, besides 220 of the temple servants whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. So our reading is under the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Remember that first you had Assyrians and Babylonians, and now the Persians have overthrown them and conquered them, and so now this is the Persian Empire. Ezra is being given this mission to lead a second major return to Jerusalem and for them to teach the law of God to the people and set those that would be in judgment so that the law would be followed. The letter from the king states that the purpose of this was to avoid the wrath of God upon the king and his sons. But of course, God is behind all of this for the favor of his people, that he's watching out for them and allowing them to return so that they might serve him. There's a bit of a gap between chapter 6 and chapter 7. Chapters 1 through 6 were 50 to 60 years earlier than chapter 7. And so the events of the book of Esther would have taken place during that time period. Artaxerxes is also important because we will see when we get into the next book that Nehemiah was his cupbearer. Also, so that we have a little bit of an idea of how daunting a task these returns to Jerusalem would have been, this trip from Babylon to Jerusalem would take approximately 4 months and cover about 900 miles. There was a direct route that would have allowed them to do it in about 500 miles, but that route wasn't taken because of the Arabian Desert. They would follow the Euphrates River and then journey across the plains to Damascus and then south through Samaria to Jerusalem. And then we get to the genealogy of those that return with Ezra. And if you go through this and take note, you'll notice that there are 12 families that return with Ezra. The number 12 having some significance within Scripture of the 12 tribes of Judah as well. So some significance behind the numbers there. But nonetheless, we see the hand of God upon his people who have set their heart on returning to Jerusalem. And Ezra is an important piece of this because of his dedication to the law of the Lord and teaching that law. This is sorely needed for the people to return to worshiping Jehovah and for them to return to following his law in such a way that they would retain the favor of God. That concludes our reading for today. Please think on these things, and as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.